This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
Wasn't almost all right over the weekend, Ariana. A little bit of a scare over the weekend.
It was risque
to keep us up to date with everything COVID. Is Dr. J, Dr. Jonathan Leach on the phone. Good morning to you. Happy Monday, mate.
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys?
We're amazing. We're amazing. A very nervous wait for Queenslanders over the weekend, Dr. Jonathan. I can't remember which day it was, but
it was
a bit of a nervous wait because we thought there may have been a snap lockdown, 3-day lockdown, but we got out of it.
Yeah, I was surprised. As soon as Anastasia Palaszczuk said the 5 cases, I thought, oh, yep, we're in for the lockdown. But, yeah, it was good news. They're all in the same household. They later linked it to someone from New South Wales coming and visiting. So, I think knowing the links, plus it's all in the one household family, then, the risk is much lower to community spread.
Thank goodness.
And lockdown. And then a 0-day yesterday.
What do you think we'd need to see today to spike a lockdown?
I guess that probably an unexpected case, where there's a close contact who's not too close, though, where, visited one of the contact tracing locations that's listed as a close contact.
Yep.
I think that might potentially trigger a snap lockdown. So, yeah, we're not out of the woods, and I don't want to be negative, but I think there is still a chance in the next few days that we have a lockdown. But, so far, so good, really.
Yeah, that's very good. Now, do you think, obviously, this border bubble's returning to some extent.
Yep.
Do you think it's a smart decision to go so early? I wasn't expecting it for a while. Happy about it, but...
Yeah. I think they'll be weighing up all the factors they need to. The 100% safe thing to do is to keep it there. But I mean, we can see that even with the border bubble, there's other risks that maybe are bigger anyway. There really isn't any cases in that northern New South Wales area.
Yep.
So I guess it is relying a little bit on those that are in lockdown further south. More around Sydney, not doing the right thing and not coming up, but. I suppose you've got people who think if they can do the wrong thing and even cross the border, and that's happened too. So there's a little bit of trust and hope that things go well. But, I think it's not unfounded. Overall, I think for what it does for the border communities, I think it's worth it.
We did see over the weekend Sydney's lockdowns eased a little bit now. There was huge, obviously, outpours of people going to Bondi. Like, the beach was packed, mate. I mean, what are your thoughts?
It's almost like they've never seen a beach before.
Yeah, no, well, I can understand. They've been in lockdown for a long period of time. And, now they've let everyone out. What's your take on this, Dr. Jonathan? You obviously can't police it as well as you want to because, you're giving the people, a little bit of freedom, and then the beaches are like, it was pretty big.
Yeah. So I suppose we'll see what cases come out of that, and perhaps people respond and change future, weekend behaviour according to that. But, it's hard to be critical, but it'd be good if when this happens, restrictions ease, people kind of, spread themselves out a bit, went to different places and spaced out. But being outdoor events, and I think they are still wearing masks down there, all of that comes into play as well.
Gotcha.
They've got a decent percentage of their population first dose vaccinated and even second, which is going to help. And then if you look at their reproductive number, it's actually pretty close to one now. So, kind of one case is turning into one new case.
Okay.
So they actually kind of held it pretty steady at that kind of 1,500 mark per day. So, yeah, hopefully that doesn't go up. And
need a bit of humanity back though, didn't they? They've obviously been doing it tough for the last couple of months. And, as much as you want you know, want to see everyone get out and about. It is a little bit nervous, but you are happy for people. Also, while you're talking about the jabs, over the weekend, obviously, there was a step up, West End, Logan and Ipswich. How are the you know, attendance to all these? Did we see a good lot of people go?
Yeah, it was good, yeah. You know, not massive numbers, but good steady flow of people coming through. I don't know, have all the numbers, but I know for Logan they had about 50 come through, and I saw some pics on the socials, people proudly getting their jabs and yep. having their snap taken, having haircuts. And,
fades,
and,
yep, that's all.
Getting their
fades. Yeah, it's good, I think, and, you know, if it gave some people a chance to get forward and get jabbed that wouldn't have otherwise, then that's great.
Will you be doing another lot of these at, like, in the near future, or is it something that's, you know, I think... I know a few people that went that they said they felt a lot more comfortable. So is it something that you guys are looking at?
Yeah, I think we'll definitely have a look and just sort of see if when we can do the next one. We're not sort of definitely doing a 3-week follow up there.
Yep.
We're kind of putting people back into regular clinics. But yeah, look, I think it's something we'll keep having a look at and sort of. I know that the Murray Carnival is the next spot where some stuff is happening. So they're going to be setting up there.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, I think that's the next event.
Mm. Well, great. Awesome, Dr. Jonathan. Well, thank you very much for giving us our daily COVID update, and it'll be interesting to see what happens overnight when we speak to you tomorrow.
Yep. Fingers and toes crossed for the next week.
Thanks, mate. See you. Talk to you tomorrow.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.